wealthy people come from all sorts of backgrounds and so on and so forth. But the big thing, in addition...
British DJs. An American voiceover. It's the Harley and Josh Show.
We interrupt this broadcast for this instead of that.
I feel really bad for cutting off the last show.
Well, it's building a better business. I hope you guys learnt from that and are enjoying building a better business. But we're just crashing this party.
This is all about us now.
We're crashing this seminar with a party. How are you, Harley?
I am very good, thanks.
Yeah?
Thanks. Hello, hey!
Sorry, I've got to say it every
time. You always start with so much energy, and I can't keep up.
Okay, yeah. Oh, look at a lame turtle with a gabby leg.
It's Monday.
Monday.
I just can't even.
I know what I'm. Cause this is my version of a weekend. Like, you know, because I've just been working my butt off, and now I'm just like, woo, Monday.
Well, that's it. I was saying, like, Mondays are now my Sundays because
mad.
I don't teach Monday evenings over the summer holidays. So Monday's kind of like my day off and I get to come hang with you.
Let's call it now Smonday.
Smonday. Happy Smonday, everybody.
Happy Smonday. No, that doesn't sound like anything good happens on that day.
I always get the squeaky chair.
You do? It's like two robots doing it. Anyway, so what you been doing, Harley?
Well, as mentioned last week, I was playing a wedding with the Mementos.
Mm. Did anybody from the show try and befriend and maybe date somebody from the wedding party so that they could come and see you?
Well, I was a little bit curious because we were playing it without our keys player, Nick White.
Right.
He was apparently on holiday in America. However, one of the guys dancing on the dance floor towards the end of the night looked scarily like him, and we figured he'd just taken the night off to go to a wedding.
It's like a busman's holiday, really, isn't it? Bus driver's holiday.
I know, right?
I want to watch him work. Yes, wet boy. Yeah, cool, nice. Yeah.
It was a really good gig.
Yeah. Where was it again?
Famingham Piggott.
Famingham Piggott. Excuse me? God, England has some weird names in their towns, don't we?
It was just south of Norwich.
All right, cool.
So,
that figures, yeah.
Yeah. And, it was quite interesting. One thing I felt was interesting is playing with a band with a keys player is great for a bass player because you don't have to do as much work.
No, you definitely don't.
Like, there's a whole sort of mid-frequency that the sort of the keys fill up that the bass just...
Yeah, true.
It's not a problem for.
Yeah. And the left hand is just like your little saviour. Miss a note, the left hand is already there.
It's always there, And although I've always, previous to playing with the Mementos, I've often played in sort of three-piece band without keys and just with a single guitar. So I've been used to having a big sound.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Mementos, I haven't had to do that. And then playing a gig without Nick, I was having to do so much more work just to fill the sound out. And like you say, you don't have that saving grace of... If you miss a note, if you miss a beat, there's nothing to hide behind.
The chord's ruined, yeah. No. So there's a lot of pressure being a bass player, you know. You get a lot of stick, don't you?
It's a hard one.
Get a lot of stick, don't you?
Well, the drummers do.
Oh yes. Good. They get two.
They get two sticks. Yeah.
Oh, that's a funny joke. Cool. Right. Yeah. So you had another gig over the weekend as well.
I didn't have another gig, but I did do a recording session yesterday in that room over there, which you guys.
Oh man! Well, you did tell you about this last week, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
Who are you recording?
A band called Sus4.
That was it.
Which I didn't know the name of last week. So Sus4. For anyone who wanted to know last week,
are there four of them?
There are.
That's fantastic.
They're all suspicious.
Right. I think it's supposed to be suspended, but you know.
No, they're suspicious.
They were all suspended from the rafters whilst playing.
Yes. And they sustained a lot of their notes.
Yeah. They never actually finished. Did they ever finish the song?
No.
Don't resolve, never resolve. Anyway, carry on.
Each member was also a suspect in a murder inquiry as well. So
okay.
So that's four different susses.
Different.
And that's
murders.
How the name came around.
Okay.
They're a really, really good band. They don't have a guitarist. They're keys player, bass.
This is strange. That's weird.
Yeah, and
bands these days.
Exactly.
I think guitarists are less members of the band. They're more of an infection, and they, we picked up a guitarist. I know he's a bit red.
I'm not saying anything, but yes.
Hey, I play other instruments.
And you seem a lot cleaner when you do. Less infected.
Less virus-like.
Yeah, no, and that was a really good session. It was really easy from a recording point of view because there was only one mic.
Yeah?
Because Adam Houghton on drums had an electric drum kit.
So that was Toby's dad, you said?
Yes, so Toby Houghton of Chart Attack fame.
Yeah.
His dad, Adam, on drums. And just a really very good band playing. Bass player was incredible. Very Mark King, very heavy on the slap. With a status bass, for anyone who knows that.
You know what I didn't know is that there is a brand of basses called Marcus Miller. I did not know this. Yeah. I've only just found out about Marcus Miller in the last sort of year and a bit, thanks to Murray.
Yeah.
I love his playing, absolutely. I didn't realize that it was him playing on Never Too Much, Luther Vandross. Oh, I love the bass line so much.
He's played on a lot.
Exactly. But I didn't know he had his own brand of basses. How genius is that?
I know he's got a signature bass.
But yeah, it's on the headstock. There was a band. Oh, what was the band? I'd seen them at a festival that we were playing at the same time. It was Rhapsody. It was a Queen tribute band that we played with at Thorpe Ness. They were all Italian and it was so funny. They were Spanish. It was Latin. Latin. But he had a Marcus Miller branded jazz bass and it sounded beautiful.
Yeah. We actually have one in the shop at the moment.
Ooh, look at
which
you.
Is quite I think
it, how pricey?
I can't remember. It's a rare one because it's a Japanese made one.
Ooh.
I know they make them. They have Mexican and they have American made Fender
Mental
Marcus Miller jazz basses, but this one's Japanese, so I'm not sure if it's an import only or whether they made one in Japan for a little while and don't anymore. But yeah,
you heard it here first, bass players. Get yourself down to West End Music, pick yourself up a Marcus Miller bass.
And it does sound incredible.
So is that what you did this weekend?
That's pretty much everything that I have did this week.
Really?
Yes.
That concludes our news section. What Harvey did Harvey do stuff? Yes, Harvey did. Let's find out.
Oh, I love that ending.
Well, brilliant. We are doing a whole tweety thing today. If you want to tweet in with your favorite music related YouTube channels, YouTube videos, anything, that's what we're going to be talking about today, is a little bit to do with that.
Yes. Mostly because
our good friend Rainer.
Did a video thing on YouTube on Thursday all about the Rock Project. And that's something that I work with. I've talked about it before, but something he's working with as well. And it was a really good representation of what
we'll get to. What we'll do is if you guys can either like us on our Facebook pages, that's JS and the Lockabillies or Harley Cotton Musician, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Or you can find us on Twitter at Harley C or at Lockabillies.
Yes.
Or add us as friends, you know. If you're friendly, maybe I'll be your friend.
Maybe.
Depends how friendly, to what degree.
As long as your profile picture is attractive enough for us to go, yeah, we want to be friends with that.
Well, yeah, talking of being attractive, thanks to Mr. James Garden from West End Music, calling Harley a tumour on my shoulder for a little picture that we put up. Harley stood his head popping over my shoulder, looking like a growth, apparently.
Yes, a couple of people
with a nice haircut.
Yes, thank you. You noticed my haircut.
I did notice your haircut.
My own girlfriend didn't even notice that I'd had a haircut.
Well, maybe, you know, don't marry her. Marry
for
me.
For shame. Oh, well,
is that
had
Kirsty
planned...
McColl?
Huh?
Is that Kirsty McColl?
Is that a song?
Yeah. Don't marry her of me. No, okay, don't worry about it.
No,
marry me, though.
Sorry, Cameron. Cameron singing.
Oh, no, I've done too much singing. Over this weekend, I've done too much singing, and I've got a cold, Harley. Give me pity. Give me pity. Don't just look at me like that.
I wish the radio podcast medium would be able to like talk back to us so we can everybody all at once just go, oh.
There'd be loads of people just go, shut up and man up.
If you're listening at home or at work or anywhere, preferably in public, and you and just join in with us and know that everyone else is saying at the same time, 1, 2, 3, Oh.
No, simultaneously, loads of people are just going, shut up, you whiny man.
But everybody who are listening, I'm just thinking people who are listening to this in their own time, in the post,
exactly, yeah.
post-roll. And
yeah, this is a scattering of everywhere.
Just on a bus, somebody just going,
oh. And people are just like, that guy farted. Or worse. He's just on the bus. And anybody sitting next to you on the bus, it just goes, ugh. Like, they're not doing something good.
No, that's
anyway, so like, so I contracted the cold, you know, the cold T virus, and had 4 gigs this weekend.
Woo!
Well, technically 4 gigs. I had 3. I had 1 wedding on Saturday, which is the Orwell Hotel, which we've played the Orwell Hotel so many times now. And I've basically ended up so that Harley just left, by the way, just so you heard that.
Bye. I'm back.
Oh, he's back. Thank God. So, yeah, well, we had 1 wedding where we played during the ceremony, which is, you know, this is great. We basically played while they came in, sort of thing. And we thought it was going to be like an hour. And ended up, we just played for like 15 minutes. We didn't get through like 3 songs until they're like, okay, you can go now, which is always nice. It's like, you know, rather than, you know, but then I was, and we ended up playing. There was a lot of Irish in the family, which I love those ones because they just never want you to stop playing.
No.
And they're just like, keep going, lad. And keep going.
They appreciate it.
You're doing good. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. We ended up playing from, 8 until 12 in the end. We had a break, but yeah, it was good. It was incredible. It was
a
really good, yeah, a break, yeah. We've got it. You got to work hard, and you know those people call you lazy.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we had that on the Saturday. Got back about 1:30, and then we had another gig at the Waterfront Bistro, which is lovely. I think I was saying about this last time. You know, there's little places like the Bistro, there's little places, little cafes that bands should be getting their names into and doing smaller setups or versions of themselves. The great thing about our band is that it's modular, is that we can have just me, or me and one other person, me and 2 other guys, or ladies, or you know, me and 3 people. So it's you know, being able to do that just means we can play smaller places or bigger places and everything like that. So you might want to consider that if you're listening. If anybody's listening to me. So we had the Waterfront Bistro from 3 to 5, and then had another gig in the evening, which was a 70th birthday bash up in Great Blakenham,
near Clayton,
which is a last minute gig that we just got booked at the last minute because we had the Gladstone Arms we played last Sunday. A guy called Luke Disney, love that name,
wonderful
Disney, said, could you please come and play at my dad's 70th party. I said, all right, I'll do it. But at this point, I was rotten. I was just like, it was just like nothing.
This doesn't sound good in earphones.
That was what I sounded like. I'm sorry. No, that was from my nose. I'm sorry. That was I snotted on you.
That's fine.
That's great. No, but that was the thing. Like, I'm not sure if. Have you ever been like really ill while playing a gig before, Holly?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
One of the Lucy Samson gigs, and.
Right.
I was so unwell, and I was.
Were you vomiting on your pickups?
No, I was just like, it was like I was sitting. I had to sit down. I couldn't stand up. I was so
birdie.
Weak. And then I had to drive home.
Oh, that sucks! And you have snot in your eyes and everything else. The worst thing is being a singer and sneezing. I cannot just do one sneeze. Right? It's like a tube of Pringles. I can't just have one sneeze. I have to have a tube of sneezes. I don't think that's the proper.
Squeeze it out.
A tube. Oh, God.
I'm just thinking of a guy playing a tuba, sneezing.
That's it. No. So I'm just sitting there playing, and we were doing like, you know, chilled out gypsy jazz at the Waterfront, and then suddenly it's just like. Da, 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 da. And the problem is, I've got 2 guys right next to me because it's quite a small little place you're playing in. I'm not just going to go over to the side. I'm not going to take my hands off my instrument. I've got to keep playing. I'm not going to sneeze at my guys. I just went sneeze down onto my white shirt and my black tie. Just went,
oh.
I was like, oh, God. And luckily, I had sort of something like a jacket on, so I just had to cover it up. And like just looking up and people kind of not noticing and being like,
did the guys notice?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they were wetting themselves because it was just, you know, there's like, you know, it's the thing. Well, bless the mouth full. What's wrong? No, that was later on because yeah, we were doing the jazz stuff during the afternoon, and then we had the rock and roll stuff in the evening. I was playing double bass, which is even harder just to sort of stop. Like, well, on the double bass, like, it's good when you're playing an A, because you can just play open A string, open D string, open E string for the 1-4-5 chord changes.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sitting there just so I'll just sort of like, I'll just be going away on my right hand, just sort of, you know, spanking out the chords. But then with my left hand, I'm sort of trying to cover my face when I was going, or just wiping off snot globules. It's nasty, man. It's nasty.
I've had it when I needed to sneeze whilst playing, like, I mean, obviously, I don't sing that much, just playing bass. But I try and time the sneeze in with like, the one of the beats. New jingle. I don't know what that'll be, but that'll be a new jingle.
Well, my favourite one is for when the guys need to know what kind of ending we're doing. Yeah. A lot of the time I'll sing at them and I'll be like, da 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 da, let's end it there. That's the one. It works so well. I just ended up just snotting into my pillow after that, and it was super fun.
Yeah, sounds nice.
But that was, you know, that was my weekend.
Wonderful.
That was my weekend. I did a thing this weekend. But after that weekend, I slept very well.
It's the Harley and Josh show. Yeah.
Segway into a bit of unity.
Well, yeah.
Unity and music was your baby, right? Or is your baby, sorry.
Yeah, it kind of was. It's
where has it been?
Well, it's become apparent in more recent years that audio, like demos, CDs and such, aren't quite the same sort of...
They don't have the same currency anymore.
No. And videos seems to be where it's at. If you look on Facebook, you look on YouTube, you're more likely to watch a video of a band than you are to listen to a bit.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's certainly where the media... sort of advertising is.
Mm-hmm.
Unity Music started 2 or 3 years ago now.
Yeah, what I like about you though, Unity Music as well, I like a lot about you. I like a lot about you for some reason. But was the fact that it's great for session musicians or individual musicians. So there's channels like Get Known Be Heard, which is where I saw Carousel, who was playing a gig for me at the 1st of September here at the Smokehouse.
Nice.
They, you know, it's great for them because they're just sort of like, they've got a great studio, great videographers, and they will film a band. Whereas what you do is you get together musicians that may not have a band but maybe really good players, and then just get them playing with people. I joined in with one of these a while back. I say a while back, it's probably 2 years now, isn't it?
3rd of January 2016.
Well, good golly. Was it last year?
It was.
No way.
Yeah,
I swear it was longer ago than that, wasn't it?
Nah, it was right at the beginning.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
but that was one of the last.
But that was we had that with Greg Titheridge, Lloyd Turnbull and Adrian Day, wasn't it?
Yes, that's
and that
it.
Was
yep.
all of us then, and that was loads of fun. That was actually here in Punch Studios as well,
in the second room.
But it was great because I get to use that not just as a Lockabilly's thing, but just to promote me.
Yeah,
and that's what musicians need.
That's it, and that's kind of how it came about. Really,
mm-hmm.
It was a way of
bringing together people.
Yeah, and increasing unity. Your circles as well. Yeah. Exactly that. I think actually Toby Houghton coined the name actually.
Don't say that on the radio. He will sue you.
Well, it's fine.
If I was going to get sued by anybody, it'd be Toby.
He can have 100% of the profits from Unity and Music because it was...
He's in debt now.
Yeah. Yes, he would. He'd owe me a lot of money.
Ah, well done, Toby.
Because
that's a win.
Yeah. No, I'll chase him up on that.
Give me money. Yeah. Right. Yeah, sorry.
So it basically was a way to increase circles. For example, one of the sessions I did was with Marianne Harrington.
Mm-hmm.
Of Silent Divide.
Lovely.
Ben Cook of Stiff in the Morning.
Oh, yeah.
Dal Sharman on guitar. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he plays for currently, but...
Mm-hmm.
And Marianne was from sort of... I think she's from Berry Way.
Right.
Should be. Ben and Daryl are from more of the Colchester, Brighton-y area, and myself and Felixstowe. So we all have circles within our Facebook community or within our friend community, but different circles. We all know different people.
Mm.
So it meant that... A video of me playing will be shared amongst a whole Colchester community, whole Berry community.
Oh, exactly. And it's spreading and it's handshaking. It's just getting everybody together. Unity Music, isn't it? But what about the YouTube medium is making you want to start this going again?
Well, I'm sort of in umming and ahhing about how I want to do it. So this is me thinking aloud right now. I'm going to start sort of posting more videos of like our archived videos with Unity music and just
lovely. Yeah, because you got loads of them. I mean, the thing is with YouTube, it's 30. a hit or miss thing. I think a lot of people are obviously jumping on it because it can be monetized now when people have that as their jobs, and that is a great thing to be able to do. But that is a very flash in the pan thing, and it's very rare that people really earn money off that. And a lot of the to do with this is actually view counts, how it's actually done in view counts. The interesting thing about YouTube is that you get 30 seconds and then it's a view count. It's that you don't even have to watch the whole thing. Which sucks if you've done something that's really long and then, you know, people are just ghosting it and just, you know, you'll pay for promotions and things like this. Because with Facebook, it's 3 seconds. You get 3 seconds and then you get a view count, which is just baloney to me. Because, you know that when you pay for boost a post on Facebook, that's just going to, it's actually first what you're doing is you're boosting the post, so that's actually going to the people on your page that already like it. What happens is when you actually put a post up on Facebook, you only get 10% of your following is looking at it. Then on top of that, if you boost on that, it's just going to the other 90% of those people that are already liking your page. You're not getting any new views from that, which is an annoying thing. So with YouTube is the difficult thing is because it's not really a social media site, to me anyway, because I go on there a lot. And most of the time I am just seeing video after video, video after video. I don't go on the comment section. I'm not often interacting with other people's videos. So it's that thing of how do things get boosted? How do you see them so much? I do not get it that well. How do you think that you can get a video to have more views? On YouTube, I mean.
On YouTube, there's lots of people talking about it. Having a decent thumbnail is a big thing. If you ever, and that's something I've not really pushed before. I don't really have the eye to spend the time on Photoshop and doing that kind of thing.
Yellow text and red arrows.
Yeah, love stuff it. Like that.
10 reasons why there's a Skrull in the Avengers.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, if you look at Rainer, he's very good at getting people to stay and watch his videos
because he's quite pretty, though, isn't he?
He's a very pretty, handsome man. But he also.
Did you say a mansome man?
He's a mansome ham.
He's a mansome ham.
He's a mansome ham.
Handsome ham.
Which is brilliant for a vegetarian.
Nope.
But he does loads. He does some really good videos. He's very good at doing his vlog stuff. Also, he's an incredible drummer. So his you kind of know.
I remember him, Sleepless Wild. Love that band. Yes,
brilliant band. We should play some of that next week.
Oh, we will. Sleepless Wild next week.
But he has good content to the point where people go, oh, Rainer's posted a new video.
Cool.
It's going to be good because it's Rainer. And being able to sort of have that kind of consistency is really good. Posting regularly.
What's his YouTube handle then? His channel.
If you search Rainer Vandel. Yep, I believe it is. He's recently gone over the 100 subscriber mark, which is a big milestone.
I was number 100.
You were number 100.
I subscribed and I was number 100.
So
and I
now
felt 100 about it,
which means he gets his own URL. So 100. Now you can find his page at www.youtube.com/Rainer Vandel. Now his name is spelled RAYNAVANDEL.
That is the Rainer Vandel Earl.
There we go. So that's Earl. That's the Earl for
that's
you.
The Earl.
Check out his stuff. I think
my name is Earl.
I think I'm in every single video of his, apart from one.
Oh goodness! What, just in the background?
Yeah,
sniffing his hair.
We do so much work together, and we do so many projects within together that we're quite causically linked. The videos, his drum covers, I helped film and record those as well as mix.
So you're
the drums.
in a sense.
Yeah, I think you can see my foot in most videos because where it cuts
you
to
have
one
very
camera.
Big feet, yes.
Yeah, I have tiny feet.
You do.
I buy these from the kids section.
Oh, he's a little elf.
I buy these shoes from the kids section.
He barely he's dangling his feet off the little office chair.
I actually am.
I'm hardly. I can't even fit on an office chair. Oh, all over the Irish accent.
You laugh, but I pay £20 for like genuine Nike shoes. So,
oh, that is true.
That's pretty good.
Because you go to the kids section.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh goodness! I never thought that would be a benefit.
Oh no, no, it's great. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So back to YouTube, my little elf friend. What's it about? Because the thing is, I believe that there is a great way to get viewership is when you have playlists. So, yes. And that's one thing that I've been trying to do with my YouTube series that I had called Sing Through the Smoke. This is very basically, to summarize, I needed to give up smoking because I needed to save my singing voice. I used singing exercises to do that, and then I taught through a video series to people how to do that, and I've actually had really good results with people actually coming back to me saying, you helped me give up smoking, which is, I was saying before, that's even better than when people say, I really enjoyed your show the other day, I really enjoyed the music. Mm-hmm. It's even better when somebody comes up to me and says, you helped me prolong my life.
That's, yeah.
Right? I mean, if that person's a mass murderer, I might not feel so good about myself. But like, oh, damn. Oh, more murdering for you. But yeah, it's more the fact of... So
they're long odds, though.
They're just like yours. No, we've got a thing is the problem is with when you've got that kind of thing, you need to be making a series. You need to make videos that actually fit in with each other, not just every week we do something and it's not really, fitting with what we did last week. So I did an 8-part series, so it was two months of me giving up smoking. I thought, you know, if I did 8 weeks without cigarettes, then that's me done, then I can officially cast myself with not being a smoker.
And did you?
Yes. No, I've given up now. I haven't smoked since February now, so that's pretty. Thank you so much. Oh, I feel so good about myself. Oh my god. But my singing voice has gotten better. My energy levels have gotten better, everything. So it just being able to be a performer and also to be a teacher. Like I teach singing, if my students used to see me smoking, like they never would say anything, but for me to be able to be a massive hypocrite and sit there and say, you've got to look after your lungs.
Yeah.
It was just, it was just stupid. So I had to give that up after 15 years of smoking, and I gave up. And so if you're listening and you smoke, you can give up smoking. Go on YouTube, check my channel out. But also look at channels on YouTube that do music stuff and see how they do it. If you're a musician, look at this. I mean, was it Mr. Webby?
Yes.
From ICR. They're not competitors. Other radio stations are available. He posted up the other day, which was a divisive comment, as per Webby, he does it, about a Soap Your Auntie video that they did a while back. You see that?
I didn't know.
No, it was promoting.
Inform me.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was they did it in this whole kind of like 1960s Avengers style, like 60s spy film kind of thing. There's only one man for the job, like promoting a show. I can't remember what the show was, but this is a past show. This was old. So they did a video. Hot Tramp have done this as well, where they will create a very short 30-second video to promote a gig, and it's that thing of you can create a really good promo just for something as a gig, then small as a gig. It doesn't have to be a single. It doesn't have to be an album or anything like this. Just do videos because, how often are you scrolling through Facebook or Twitter? You'll see either a picture or a video will be the thing that catches your attention. And that's the interesting thing about it is that, it doesn't take that much to do it. Only problem is, the divisive part of it was the fact of there were people commenting on this post that Webby did saying, we don't all have the time to do this. Whereas I will disagree. I think when people say, I absolutely hate it when people sit there and say, oh, I'm sorry, I just can't, I've got no time, I'm too busy. I think, no, baloney. Like, it's not that you don't have time, it's that you are not prioritizing that thing that you should be doing.
Advertising is a bigger thing than you think it is.
It really is. It really is. I mean, it's like, if you want to do something, then you will find time to do it, right? And you've just got to want to do it. And that's the thing. Like, I never say I don't have time for things anymore. I never say I'm too busy. Because think if you ever find yourself sitting on the Xbox or just scrolling through YouTube aimlessly, not doing research, then you are baloneying people.
I
don't think that's a verb.
A band that I see a lot of on Facebook, a band called New Device.
I have seen them pop up. Yeah.
Yes, when I was playing with Shattered Skies, we supported them for a show, and I hadn't seen them before this, but I got quite friendly with the guys and got them all on Facebook.
How friendly?
Too friendly.
Fondly.
Fondly, fondling. But they do a lot of videos of them talking about what they're up to, and it's literally them with their camera, and they go, "Hi guys, just to let you know, I'm playing here this weekend with this band, and I'm looking forward to it." La di da. That takes, I mean, a 30-second video takes 30 seconds to make.
Yeah.
Maybe triple that for the amount of times that they probably say it wrong, because I know it takes me about five times.
When I was doing Sing Through the Smoke, it would just be like, you just see the outcuts of me just going, "Hi this week and welcome to blah blah." Why am I saying hi to this week? I mean, this week isn't a thing. It's not a person. Oh God, stop talking. Just do the tick. I'm okay. I'm not going to flip out. I'm okay. Right. But yeah, anyway, so I don't know. We haven't had anybody suggesting any specific ones, but you know, please, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, never stop people tweeting in. Rainer's just said thanks for the shout out. You know, he's a look that's at him. Cool. Isn't he pretty?
I would say one video that I really love watching as a bass player is a guy called Yannick Wisdala, and he does, I think he does daily blogs,
right,
on YouTube of him, and he will do talking through his day, playing with various artists, playing. Doing studio sessions. He also shows his out of music stuff. He does plays a lot of tennis.
I'm not so much of a fan of this. Unless it's to do with music, I don't care. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I get very annoyed sometimes with just how much fluff is posted online sometimes. And it's just, you know, the internet is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you've got to fluff it up with just loads. I had a cheese sandwich. Let's do a video about it.
I like this because he's very
much. Did it have pickle? I don't care unless it had pickle.
Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick! Oh my God, I haven't seen it yet. Shut up.
Right. He talks about about his lifestyle as a musician, because how much of being on tour, playing music, can be a lot of eating unhealthily and sitting in a van.
Yeah.
So he makes a conscious effort to be a lot more healthy in the way he lives, hence why he's got quite an active social
stuff. We work at the wrong times for us to eat healthily.
Find that.
But you know, again, I'm making excuses. It's the same thing with the time thing. And my girlfriend is she's a personal trainer. She's training to be a personal trainer at the moment, but she can actually train. But anyway,
she's a personal trainer.
You can train as a personal trainer, yeah.
No, but do you need? Is there a personal trainer?
Yes, yeah. I think there's actually. But to be a personal trainer, I think you have to have a personal trainer. So it gets. You know, you're going down the rabbit hole here, man. But this the thing is, what we've got is she does meal prep every week. You know, it takes like an hour, 2 hours sometimes, and I'm sitting there just watching YouTube videos. Like, I'm bored. She's like, "Shut up, I'm being healthy, you're just sitting there on the couch watching YouTube as per usual." But that's the thing, like, you can find the time to do it, and we could be healthy.
We could.
My drummer Hicks is ridiculous. He's super healthy. He's never smoked, never drunk, goes for runs every day. One time he brought meal prep to a gig we had in Ireland, but the thing is, we didn't drive to Ireland, we drove to Stansted, and he left his meal prep in the van after 2 days of being in Dublin, comes back, opens up, what was it? Broccoli. Absolutely awful smell. I had to spray him in the face with Febreze the entire journey back, but he was healthy.
I remember when we did Suffolk show this year, and yes, he was being very healthy, and we were eating cakes from the food hall, and he was just sharing how much he hates us for putting terrible food inside us whilst he could not eat any of it because he's so healthy.
I know, right? You know, this guy.
Kudos to him, but it tasted nice.
That's it.
It goes both ways, I guess.
It does. So, I mean, you got to swing both ways with food sometimes.
It does, you
know. But, you know, like, let's start wrapping up, shall we? We've got a couple of things to promote before the end of this week. We do have a fantastic gig going on at the Swan, which is... I'm not involved in this one. This is... Oh, crocky, it's not on my... It's Meg Burrows, Polly Haynes, and Beard Effects.
That's not a bad lineup, is it?
Right, it's a great lineup. Absolutely great lineup. They're all lovely people. Polly Haynes, you know, we got we were playing on the show before. You know, it's all that is on the August 12th. So that is Saturday, am I right?
Yes.
That is Saturday. So if you can get down to the Swan this Saturday, Polly Haynes will be a great shout.
If you're listening,
Polly's, Meg Burris is always great. Beard Effects is great.
Yeah. If you're listening, Polly, send us more music. Last song we got was really good.
Yeah, it was lovely. And we'd like to hear, actually, because I saw her, we both saw her the first time acoustically. I'd like to hear some of her solo stuff.
Yeah.
Because her guitar playing was fantastic. So that would be great. There's also a couple jams and open mic nights coming up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have the Last Waltz open mic night at the Angel in Woodbridge Wednesday evening.
Mental. There's the Rock and Blues Jam. That's on Wednesday as well. That's yes. It's the Railway. That's the guys from Cophead Toad doing that. There is also another blues jam coming up on the August Bank Holiday, which is at the Swan. That's the Bank Holiday Blues Jam. That's going to be loads of fun.
Nice.
Yeah, right. What else we got going on?
There's an open mic night at the Steamboat.
Yeah,
Friday coming up.
Is that Mr. Morgan?
I believe it is Mr. Morgan.
That is the 11th, so that's going to be the Friday.
Yeah, I'll try and make it on to that.
Open mic night on Friday.
Open mic in ages.
Yeah, well, I am gigging. Classic, right? I'm playing. I've got two weddings this weekend, so I am not around.
I've got weddings on the 12th and the 13th, which is quite nice. Which is all right.
Have you got any public shows this week, Carly?
I have not, no. Mm. So I'm going to try and spend my Friday trying to get to a public show.
But yeah, if you guys want to know what's going on, get involved with us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and all these kind of things. We can always tell you what's going on.
And if you've got any shows to promote, let us know. I mean, we obviously, we're here.
We've got a platform.
Monday. So.
Use
Mondays,
us.
So let us know about what gigs you're doing before the weekend, and we will share it amongst the world.
Yeah, now, so it's lovely just for you guys, well, or hear you, or not really hear you, read your comments.
Thank you for saying how much I look like a growth on Josh's neck.
Yeah, you furry thing.
Yeah, I am a furry neck growth.
Yeah, but it's been, I miss you during the week, Harley.
Maybe I should attach myself to you permanently. Wonderful, so bye!
Bye!
It's the Harley and Josh Show. On iRadio.